Blog Talk Radio.
Gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah. This world stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power,
struck the hour. Day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees of war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah. Thank you.
We all need a little mental help because, first off, you're here. You're on Crazy Nation Radio, and you are fucking crazy for being here. Mental health, you definitely need that prescription for you. Call your therapist, psychiatrist, or suicide hotline. Whichever it takes for you to listen to, you need to call them because somebody might give a fuck. Hey, but we do too. We hope everybody's well. I hope everybody's doing good. Wow, it's Friday night. Here we go. Wow, just so much shit going on in the world today. You know, so, if I were to sing a song, I don't want to do it though, man. You won't like it. I'm not really into singing mood, but anyway, I'm waiting for Rob and Suzette to get back. They took the fuck off. And I was going to play this clip, but I wanted to hear this clip because it's an interesting topic. So I have to play something else. So you will have to bear with me and just, you know how it goes, man. Anyway, this show's on wreck. I forgot to say my name. You know who the fuck you listen to, because when you are, you're crazy for listening to me. But, you know, like I said, I'm not an attorney. You know, I don't give legal advice. Some call me a conspiracy theorist. Some people call me an asshole. So whichever you pick to call me, that's free will. I don't care. Call me whatever you want, man. You know, peace of mind. I don't care. But as long as I understand what you're saying to me, to go with them words you might be speaking, yeah, very cool. All right, since we're waiting for Rob and Suzette, since they had to go get a pizza or whatever the fuck they had to go do, slowing down my process. But I'll just play the clip twice if I have to. But anyway, here we go. This is some crazy shit. And, somebody mentioned this the other day, but I found the link. And anyway, let's listen to some, Mark Dice. What the fuck? Let's rock on.
It turns out that we're not the only ones sick and tired of the systemic anti-whiteism in America, and a certain group of people always sticking their private business in everyone's face every chance they get during the month of June, their fetish pride month, because kids now across the country are starting to revolt in high schools and middle schools, which also means the liberal media is extremely upset about this mass awakening. Here's MSNBC yesterday.
This is Jamal. Jamal is a boy who lives in a poor neighborhood. He has a friend named Kevin, who lives in a wealthy neighborhood. All of Jamal's neighbors are African American, and all of Kevin's neighbors are white.
That video about systemic racism was part of an assignment that a high school teacher in South Carolina named Mary Wood said she gave to her AP language class back in February. The video was supposed to prepare students for a writing assignment based on Ta-Nehisi Coates' book, Between the World and Me, an award-winning, best-selling memoir that details America's complicated racial past and its present. But Mary Wood's students never got to finish reading that book. Her school's administration stepped in and ordered her to stop teaching it in class after complaints from two students about the video you just saw.
Actually, lady, you only find a 15-second clip of a four-minute video, which, as usual, blames white people for all of black people's problems. And it sounds like the kids are tired of the systemic anti-whiteism, and so they finally stood up and said something about it. But please, cry more.
Last year, South Carolina state lawmakers passed a rule in the state budget that makes it illegal to use state money to teach any ideas related to race, including that an individual, by virtue of his race or sex, is inherently racist, sexist, or oppressive, and ideas that cause an individual to feel discomfort, guilt, anguish, or any other form of psychological distress on account of his race.
In other words, they banned critical race theory, which is really a deceptive term that most conservatives still use when they really are talking about and should be using the term anti-whiteism. But to help everybody transition to the proper terminology, I would define critical race theory as a scholarly-sounding cultural Marxist term used to disguise anti-whiteism, which promotes the conspiracy theory that white supremacy is woven into the fabric of America and remains at the heart of the legal system, schools and universities, corporate institutions, and culture in general, often used by black people to project blame onto white people for all the problems and shortcomings they themselves are responsible for and experience. Oh, there's plenty more to come in this video, so stay tuned. But real quick, subscribe to my channel if you're new here, because you're not going to get information and analysis like this anywhere else.
If that language sounds familiar, it is because it's almost an exact replica of language in Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' Stop Woke Act.
Good.
And thanks to the emails those two students sent to a member of their school board, we know just how uncomfortable these students were. One email reads in part, "Hearing the teacher's opinion and watching these videos made me feel uncomfortable. I actually felt ashamed to be Caucasian. I understand an AP language where we are learning to develop an argument and have evidence to support it. Yet this topic is too heavy to discuss."
Well, kid, I'm glad you sent that email to the school board member, and it's great that it resulted in the assignment getting pulled, but next time you have to come from a place of strength. It's not that it's too heavy to discuss. use linguistic judo and use their terminology against them and say, this is anti-whitism. This is prejudice against white people or hostility toward, hatred of, stemming from envy or bigotry, and it needs to stop.
The students sent their complaints not to the teacher, but to a sympathetic school board member who was instrumental in escalating the matter.
Smart.
That board member, Elizabeth Bernhardt, ran for and won her seat with an endorsement from the Lexington County chapter of Moms for Liberty. And Moms for Liberty is
a fantastic organization which has been deemed a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. So you know there. Also this week at a high school in Huntington Beach, California, a math teacher tried to force the students to watch this LGBTQ fetish propaganda video. And so the kids started booing and asking the teacher why they're trying to groom the kids.
Why are you starting with the kids?
Hey, I'll warn you guys now, if you're going to be inappropriate, I will have supervision down and give all of you a Saturday school for next year. So knock it off.
Okay.
Threatening them with a Saturday detention if they didn't participate in her sexual fantasies. And at a middle school, I think in Boston, kids did the right thing, and the school is freaking out so bad that it made the local news.
Parents angry at town hall over intolerance at Marshall Simons Middle School. Kids were asked to wear rainbow clothes in honor of Pride Spirit Day, but some organized a counter-protest wearing red, white, and blue or black. The principal sharing a statement to families that Pride posters were ripped down, stickers ripped up, some students chanted USA are my pronouns, and students showing Pride were intimidated.
It was an unruly disruption. In fact,
these kids remind me of me when I was in middle school in the late 80s and early 90s. If a teacher put up a fetish flag in the classroom, we'd have torn it down immediately when they're out in the hall in between classes, and nobody would have narked. And if they put one up again, it would have gotten torn down again, and we would have poured glue in their desk drawers. We would have filled their desk full of notes with things they're not allowed to say on social media. We wouldn't have even needed the parents to get involved. We would have drove them out of town ourselves. So bravo, kids. And this is exactly why we need to take over the school boards across the country, because this is a school board in Oregon, and this is what they did 2 years ago.
The BLM and LGBTQ ideology and curricula are shattering the innocence of children, promoting racial divide, and negatively impacting the lives of our kids forever.
School board director and vice chair Brian Shannon shares that sentiment. In fact, he went so far as to ask his fellow board members to not only ban Black Lives Matter and Pride flags and signs from district buildings, but also ban teachers from wearing BLM and Pride clothing while at work.
The main goal of this is to get political symbols and divisive symbols out of our schools so we can focus on the already difficult task of educating our students in the core subjects.
In the end, the board voted 4-3 in favor of a ban.
See what can happen when normal people take over the school board, and it almost didn't happen. That was a close vote, so be sure to get on one. And while most Christians in America are cowards, who aren't even really Christians, they're just cultural Christians, they've never even read the Bible or the Gospels, the first four books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Muslims, on the other hand, have guts, and they don't care if people call them mean names like homophobes. And so an all-Muslim city council in a city in Michigan, which they obviously took over, they just voted to ban all LGBTQ fetish flags from government property. This is how the Muslim children in Canada are being taught to properly respond to the queer cultural insurrection up in their country. And this is what a godless country we've become. This is a clip from Jeopardy, whose contestants are touted as the most intelligent people in the country. Countless useless facts, but don't know this.
Matthew 6:9 says, "Our Father which art in heaven, this be thy name. Hallowed be thy name."
Yes, also known as the Lord's Prayer. Oh, and by the way, and this should come as no surprise, Bud Light is no longer the best-selling beer in America because nobody other than drag queens drinks it anymore. So the Washington Compost is trying to gaslight people into thinking that This isn't because of the conservative boycott. Bud Light has been targeted by a recent boycott, but consumers might be moving away from the brand anyway amid stagnation for domestic beer in general. No, many conservatives have finally just gotten fed up, and it's fantastic. What else is fantastic is my Wanted for President shirt. You should order from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below or get my...
Well, I know, I'm sure you don't want one of Mark Dice's t-shirts, but, you know, I mean, yeah, they are cool, though. You know, check him out. I mean, if you're into that kind of shit. Anyway, yeah, man. Yeah, that's I dig the kids standing up. That's just something, you know, we don't ever hear about shit like that. We don't hear anything good. Remember, like I said before, you don't get to hear nothing fucking good. Only bad shit. That's all you can hear on the fucking news. Bad shit. There ain't no good shit, so get used to it. That's why I don't watch TV much. I might watch the weather on my computer, but I don't ever, you know, I don't even look at TV. I look at monitors. I'm addicted to the internet. I can't live without it. I got to have the internet. I just, you know, oh, my God, I hope I don't ever get jokes or won't be no internet. Love what do. I'm crying. Don't make me do it. Anyway, fuck. Life would probably be easier without knowing everything you learn and know on the fucking intranet. Who knows? But I don't know. It's crazy. It's a fun hobby. But except this is the most important thing you've done on your computer was log into this show. I mean, that's the most important thing you ever did all day long, was show up tonight for this show. That's what you did. You should pat yourself on the back. You really should. But anyway, I'm going to quit rattling. It's Friday night. You know, the world's gone fucking crazy. These new tapes with Biden, you know, they're out there. I mean, I didn't play any clips on it. I will a little later, but, you know, I want to hear the tapes. You know, doesn't just amaze you how much crime these motherfuckers committed and ain't nothing been done about it? Wow. Ain't that fucking crazy? My God. Anyway, I'm going to crank open these phone lines, so whoever you are, you're going to bring on who I'm dragging into this. So, hey, welcome to the show. Nut crazy fucking bullshit. Hello. What's up, Mike? How is it down in Louisiana? What's that?
Hey, it's fine with me. You know, it is what it is.
Right. It's done, ain't it? I mean, the whistleblowers.
That's what you get.
Yeah, well, when you do wrong, somebody's going to come out.
When right-thinking people take over, when normal people take over school boards, that's what you get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
But,
like,
you know, the thing...
Like I said, you know?
Are you outside, Mike?
No, why?
You got a lot of background noise, like a fan or something maybe running. Like air, like you're in a windy area.
I got a fan running in the window.
Oh, it's Gunslinger. We go, fuck yeah, it's Gunslinger. Of course it is. Yeah, I forgot.
Windy fan. My windy fan. Yeah.
It's windy in Texas.
I know, yeah. I don't have a window open.
Yeah, right, I Gunslinger's on it. I'm high. I'm on marijuana, so I don't know what I'm thinking. So
it was hot today.
We don't expect less from you, Ryan. I mean, look. We know Rod.
That's
Rector.
Right.
We've been knowing Rod for a long time.
Absolutely. Long time.
I said it was a 94 today with 109 feel like temperature.
100? Oh, no shit. Ooh, that's warm.
No shit.
Well, that ain't
it's warm.
Shit, dude.
Ain't going to be warm like this weekend and on next week, too. Yippee-yay.
Well, summer's here, Gun. Shit, we ain't in July yet, man. July and August, Texas. The motherfuckers of all motherfuckers, man. 2 months of hell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 months of hell. Yep.
I've been crippled up all week. All weekend, just crippled up.
Wow.
I'm getting old. I'm heading for my hub around. That's it. I'm getting me a hub around. I'm getting me a hub around and a catheter. I want a hub round and a catheter. That's all I want. Nothing else, you know. And I'm going to take that hub round. I'm going to cut a hole in the middle of the seat there. I'm ready to go. You know what I'm saying? You know, I can't say I'm littering because it's organic, you know. I'm adding fertilizer to the land. So, yep. You know, of course, it's got to be me, of all people. But yeah, man, I don't know. What do you guys think about this? Though, I mean, Trump got indicted. I mean, it's you know, this says political in 10,000 directions. It is. It's court. Yeah. What better way to win the fucking race? You knock out the opponent. You know, and if you come up, make up some shit, and you know, but it's okay. Look here, man. It just gets me. How could you be a judge or a prosecutor to try to do that? You don't have no evidence to prove it. You know what I mean? That, and then he has the right to have him in the first fucking place. There's a law that protects him from that. You know what I mean? And he's still getting a grand fucking jury. You convince these fucking people that this shit is wrong. But when Biden does it, it's all fucking K. Right? So.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't. You ain't fooling these people. The American people ain't getting fooled. Man, these motherfuckers, we know. We all fucking know. Well, most of us know. You know, that this is all a bunch of bullshit. We knew from the beginning. I remember I said during the election, you know, when Biden was running for president in the beginning, I said, if this motherfucker wins, we're fucked. Look. And he's talking, he's saying every time he's on TV saying, well, you know, look at all the improvements we've done. What improvements?
What
you know,
improvements?
You subtracted, you didn't add nothing, motherfucker. You know, you made shit worse and better. So what do you mean? What have you made better? What? I don't see it. Myself, personally, I don't know. Maybe he did do something good. I sure the fuck ain't seen it. I don't know what the hell it is.
Remember that these people live in their own fantasy world. In their own fantasy world, yeah, they're superheroes. They done the greatest thing since sliced fucking bread. But in the real world, they fucked it all up. In which they did. They fucked it all up. This is why these people are so fucking delusional. They live in a delusional state, thinking that they're doing good when they're, it's just like the opposite equal reaction. What is that, Newton's third law of relativity? They fuck up everything. They fuck up everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they think they're doing good, but in reverse, boom.
But do you think these are common sense things? You know?
Yes, Ron.
They are.
Don't have any common sense. That's the problem.
I know that. I'm well aware of that, right? But I'm saying though, it's so stupid. You know, it's so obvious and stupid. It's like admitting guilt to it. You have to go to trial. I did this, so fucking what? It don't fucking matter.
Yeah, it's ridiculously stupid.
You know?
Yeah, everything they do.
Anybody in this country will say that now. Anybody in this country will say, well, fuck, I had these documents. Fuck, you're lying. Fuck you.
Right.
But you know, but if you're this guy, you can't have them. You see what I mean? That, but you can't. You can't do that, man.
You got this guy, Jack Smith, who's obviously a hatchet man, you know, for the Obama administration. Well, I call him for the Biden administration, for the government and all that shit. And it's like everything they're trying to do blows back on them and makes Trump more popular. Right?
Well, yeah, I agree with that. Right, absolutely.
And then, you got, by law, he can have these documents, number two, and by court case, he can have them because there's this doctor case from Blowjob, and he had some
with an example.
Right. That they said that, I believe, Judicial Watch, one of these groups, wanted those tapes, and Judge Amy Berman Jackson, who is an Obama administration appointee, said no. He has all the right to make those tapes and keep them where he wants to keep them. So this grew on all levels, and now you got this MAGA judge down there in Florida where they had to bring because they raided Mar-a-Lago, Mar-a-Lago was down there in Florida, they had to go in front of a, not just a magistrate, but a judge, a magistrate and a judge, all right? In Miami, they went in front of a magistrate, you know, and he said, okay, fine, whatever, you know, do the X, Y, A, B, C, X, Y, and Z, and then they're gonna do this case, they're gonna try this case up there in Fort Pierce, Florida, which is one of the most MAGA places in the country. In fact, they're the first beaches that opened in Florida during the Corona time, you know. So they're screwed. I mean, whatever this new judge is in Florida decides to do, if she decides to dismiss the case, they're screwed. If she decides to delay the case until after the election, they're screwed.
But that's what they want. That's exactly what they want to do. Either convict or fucking, you know, they convict him, he can't run, he's going to prison. You know what I'm saying? But they're going to drag this motherfucker out. This just happened, but a week ago. So trust me, the case like it's about last 5 or 6 fucking years before it's done. I guarantee you that.
But here's a major kicker is the more they try, the more popular, and it's a more of a shoe-in for Trump. I mean, think about that logically.
It shouldn't stop him from running. Because the fact is, he's innocent until proven guilty. You see?
That's right.
So he's not guilty. Yet.
If she delays the case until after the thing, and they decide to try him after the thing, he can screw him by pardoning himself. You know?
I don't know if they can do that or not. I don't know. I don't think they can.
It's a federal charge. He can do it.
Well, I don't know. Either way, yeah, I'd be cool to have the next guy come along with pardoning anyway. You know, it wouldn't matter, you know? It's all a bunch of bullshit. Well, they just want this power. They don't want to lose this power for no reason because they got too much risk at it. You know what I'm saying? I hope he comes in and wins this motherfucker and cleans fucking house for real. Don't fuck around about it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Don't fuck around. Get it done. Start removing fuckers. You know, hurt these rich cocksuckers that don't like it. Fuck them.
You want to play stupid, powerful?
Here's what you fucking get.
You know what I'm pissed about this judge is because he appointed her.
Mm-hmm.
All right? This judge down in Florida, he appointed her. All right? So now she made it to the Senate and all that stuff. But he appointed this judge that's overhearing this case. Right? And she could very well look at the evidence and say that it might not even make it to a jury. Because she could dismiss it and dismiss it with prejudice, you know. You know, therefore, they can't bring that case again. You know?
By him appointing her as judge, there should be a conflict of fucking interest on that. Because they know each other outside of court.
Well, he appointed a lot of judges.
The molesters used to work together. It's still conflict of interest. See what I mean?
Nobody's brought that up.
Not yet. But that's what it is. They knew each other besides that, you know. Right? He appointed her. Like a friend.
I read an article in... I can't remember when I read it in, but it was one of these liberal rags like Mother Jones and all that shit that then had gotten into the fact that he appointed her and that she's already been smacked down by a high court, but it would have to, they haven't requested her to recuse herself, and number two, if she doesn't, that it would have to come down from the court, from the higher court, which this is the next step up is a federal, is the U.S. Supreme Court, well, in Atlanta, right, and which is a conservative court, you know, and they may or may not tell
But technically it shouldn't matter. I mean, that's the real truth of that. It shouldn't matter, but it does. It does. You're right. It does. Right. But if it's conservative court, the point being is, you know, when is the preliminary hearing? You know, that's what I can't wait to hear. When's the preliminary hearing? I'm sure it should be public. We should be able to hear this and know what was said in the preliminary hearing. It's got to be happening. When's the next court date? I need to follow up on this shit and keep my shit on track of this case so I can, you know, my bad. But anyway, because what evidence do you have for this to be set for trial? You know, because it's going to have to be, you know, it's got to have a preliminary hearing. The judge has got to hear it and see if they have enough fucking evidence. You know, well, I guess they have enough evidence just because they had a fucking grand jury. So that might void that out. So that might be my issue. But federal's different than state. So anyway, I mean, not by much, different systems how it works. But, you know, the thing, I don't get it. You know, I mean, this is dirty. And when it comes down to it, I think it's election tampering. I mean, what do you guys think? Do you think the fuck this is what they're doing? Tampering with this election to get him out of the box? Of course. That's what I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is. Damn thing is election tampering and ballot tampering, election tampering, tampering any goddamn thing you want to look at. Uh-huh. They're doing it for political gain, political motivation, to keep that man out of the fucking White House in 2024. Doing every fucking thing.
What they want.
Everything.
When I was
short of assassination. Yet.
Yeah. Yeah, because everything, I agree with Boris Epstein, who's one of Trump's lawyers. Everything they have tried and are going to try is going to fail. Everything from... The PP papers and all this stuff, and impeachment one and impeachment two, and there's a whole list of stuff, including the E. Jean Carroll and Stormy Daniels and everything else, and the tax cases, they've all failed, even though the fucking judge in the E. Jean Carroll case has amended his ruling to more favor. E. Jean Carroll, because Trump said in that CNN thing that he didn't know her, he never met her, all this stuff, talking about defaming
absolutely
her,
think.
Right?
Absolutely.
But
think.
The problem is, one, she's a kooky lady, she's a kook, and number two, I don't believe her. You know,
well, I'm gonna flip a clip real quick. Okay, Mike, I'm gonna flip a clip real quick. This is a short one, but this is another fun fucking thing. I think it's funny. And I believe it's true.
Speaking of Fox News, two just pathetic moments from last night that I want to go over with you. First and foremost, as Trump was getting ready to speak at Bedminster after his second arrest yesterday, that is the speech in which Trump admitted to many of the crimes he's accused of having committed. Brian Kilmeade introduces Trump as the president of the United States. Now, I've been there and I've defended, generally speaking, referring to him as President Donald Trump in the context of once you've been president, you keep that title. People introduce, you know, President George W. Bush or whatever. When you have a live event and you say the president of the United States will now speak, that is a different level altogether. Listen to this insanity.
Let's take in the last moment. This is the President of the United States about to address the crowd of reporters, and also the first time after being indicted on federal charges.
Okay. I know you get to keep the title president for life, but this is a live news event where a reporter is telling – reporter, I use that term loosely – a guy on the camera is telling the audience – The President of the United States will now speak. It would be useful to clarify.
Okay, fuck this guy. This ain't what I was going for, man. It's about Biden dictator bullshit. I'm trying to find it. Maybe this is it. Fox. Let's go to Fox, see what the fuck they say about it.
Heads must have rolled Tuesday night at Fox News as a Chyron aired in the 8 o'clock hour referred to President Biden as, quote, a wannabe dictator. The network, which carried Donald Trump's post-arraignment speech live, showed a split screen of the former president and Biden, who was also speaking from the White House, and ran a graphic that read, quote, wannabe dictator speaks at the White House after having his political rival arrested. Fox News has since addressed the incident, telling The Hill Wednesday that the Chyron was taken down immediately and was addressed.
Meanwhile, the twice-indicted former president is cashing in on his arraignment. According to Politico, the Trump team raked in $2 million at its first campaign fundraiser just hours after Trump was arraigned in Miami.
All right.
I think somebody went rogue here, sort of an unapproved Chyron. You know, that happens on all networks. Fox admitted that that was not okay and took action against that. My question is, wannabe dictator? He's just a dictator.
I mean, look, so there's this part of this that's the story. You know, they say it was handled. Is the person being fired? Who is the person? There might be some follow-up there. I'm not especially invested in whatever happens, but it's probably a low-level employee there. But this broader question of the optics of Joe Biden appointing a special prosecutor to go after the leading candidate in the Republican race, it is bad. It's giving imprisoning Lula da Silva. It is evocative of the things that America says sets it apart from other countries in the world, whether or not that's a reasonable interpretation of events. That's what America holds itself to, a higher standard. And so many Democrats and people who are frustrated with Trump for legitimate reasons are pretending as though the fact that Trump uniquely obstructed evidence in ways that are distinguishable from the other people who also have document retention issues, Mike Pence, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden himself, it doesn't get to the heart of the issue, which is that the lesser crimes, if you will, the lesser violations of the Espionage Act or these document retention rules, these classified document rules, are still prosecutable. And the choice was made not to prosecute those important political figures the way that whistleblowers, journalists have been prosecuted for doing much less in the past.
The little guys get prosecuted. The elites, the political figures in both parties avoided this kind of scrutiny, and it took someone as clumsy as Trump and, you know, and as reviled by the justice system and the national security world and the current administration, and they're going to do everything they can to get him. And yes, there's a lot of strength, as we've discussed, to the underlying case. It's, I think, very frustrating, even for people who really like Trump's policies, at least, that he put himself in this position and put them in this position of having to defend conduct that is actually really difficult to defend. And it feels very unnecessary because there was nothing at stake here. And there was this wasn't Trump falling on a sword for some major political victory. This wasn't, you know what, we're going to suffer in the ballot box, but we're going to get abortion banned. That kind of, you know, bargain you make when you're ultimately the goal is to achieve conservative policy, not to just win. But you don't have to lose in order to not serve any good political cause either, which seems what happened here. But all that said, still, it will be hard to get around the optics of attempting to jail the main political rival of the president, a step we have never taken before.
Eugene Debs.
And that was a sordid and scandalous and embarrassing, clear violation of civil liberties. Woodrow Wilson jailing Eugene V. Debs for objecting, for protesting and circulating leaflets opposing America's entry into World War I, a conflict now in hindsight that I think that most people agree was at best quite unnecessary and caused massive death and devastation for very little reason.
This creeping kind of authoritarianism is everywhere. The Espionage Act has been something protested historically by liberals and civil libertarians up until the moment that it can maybe get Trump. Right. Now everybody seems to be turning a blind eye. There have been expansions of domestic terrorism laws that, as we discussed on this show, have been applied to the Stop Cop City protesters in Atlanta, where protesters who were handing out leaflets were arrested under domestic terrorism charges, basic First Amendment rights there, that there were three members who were raising bail funds for arrested protesters who had a SWAT team and military equipment sent to their house and broke down, were swatted and arrested as a consequence of simply raising bail funds and charged under these domestic terrorism laws. And now at the highest level in our government, you have a special prosecutor who has been assigned to investigate Trump specifically. And, Alan Dershowitz made this very interesting point in a recent article he wrote earlier this week, that there's a world where you could designate a special prosecutor to look at a category of crimes, to look into all of the document retention issues. But there is something inherently targeted about assigning a special prosecutor to one individual, because as Alan Dershowitz said when he was on our show earlier this week, show me the man and I can show you the crime. And so, Donald Trump spent so much of the last four years or so casting doubt on the credibility of the 2020 election. Wrongly, he said a lot of incorrect lies about the legitimacy of Biden's victory in 2020. But looking forward to 2024, you're basically setting him up for a narrative that I think is going to be destructive to democracy, where he is going to have a point about the legal system being weaponized to interfere with the democratic process because Joe Biden wasn't up to fighting him mano a mano.
Right. Yeah, that's what we're headed toward. And I wanted to mention, you brought up the Cop City thing again. Mm-hmm. You'll like this, Brianna. The Libertarian Party of Georgia has opposed. They put out a statement condemning the Cop City project.
Oh, terrific! They're doing better than Raphael Warnock and a lot of Democratic leadership in that state.
Also, wanted to mention there was a vote just in terms of political persecution kind of thing. There was a vote in the House to censor Adam Schiff for his Russiagate stuff.
Mm.
It failed, and Thomas Massey and some other Republicans joined Democrats in voting against it. And what Massey said is that if they voted for this, it was also recommending like a $15 million fine for Adam Schiff. And Thomas Massey said he would vote to,
That would have been great, $15 million to shift. Anyway, this clip is this is the Hill. This is the videos from the Hill, and they kind of suck. They're boring me to fucking death. I can't handle that kind of shit. Tell me what I want to hear, But this dictator shit. I mean, matter of fact, there was a video on that too. I watched the other day, and everything that he's doing is the same thing that I think it was. Tucker Carlson, I think. Let me see if I can find that.
That's on Twitter.
Was it on Twitter?
It's on Twitter.
Could be on YouTube. Try YouTube. Everything's on YouTube.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It's on Twitter. That was his latest version of his show. Whatever
it is. Okay, let me try this one. I don't know. This was 17 hours ago. I think this is it. Let's give it a shot.
Hello and welcome to Rising. I'm Amber Athey, and I am back this Friday with Jessica Burbank. Jessica, hi.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but the aliens, they didn't beam me up. So promises made, promises kept. Back on Rising this Friday.
Absolutely. What is up first for us today, Jessica?
Well, Tucker Carlson is out with episode 4 of his Twitter show, this time offering his thoughts on the Fox News chyron calling President Biden a, quote, wannabe dictator. Let's watch.
The main reason you know Joe Biden is not a wannabe dictator is because he just does not fit the profile as a man. Dictators have that look. You know one when you see one. Dictators build cults of personality around themselves, and they use those cults to deny the glaringly obvious. In his later years, to name just one example, North Korean dictator Kim Il-sung developed an enormous baseball-sized tumor on the back of his neck. It was huge. It was grotesque. It was right there. You couldn't ignore it. You couldn't possibly not see it. But in North Korea, state media did ignore it. They pretended it didn't exist. And so in some important sense, it didn't. If a tumor grows on a neck, but no one acknowledges it, really there? Thankfully, nothing like that is happening in our country or ever will. If Joe Biden ever developed some profound physical or medical problem that was obvious to everybody, journalists would say something. This is not North Korea. We don't have state media here. If Joe Biden was, say, incapable of completing a full sentence, or mistook his sister for his wife, or suddenly started falling down in public for no reason, the New York Times would report on that, and they'd get to the bottom of what was actually happening. That would be its duty in a free country like ours. It's not like they would cover it up. The very idea of a cover-up sounds like a conspiracy theory, a dangerous one, actually, so stop it.
Okay. Hello?
Well, I don't know. Is that all the clip? Just stopped all of a sudden.
If you want to go get the whole clip, it's on Twitter. Mr. Rat.
We hear the sounds of silence now.
Well, I'm looking at the chat room. Ron Reck has left the chat room.
Oh. That's not a good sign.
I mean, the camera's still counting.
So we have Tucker Carlson being slightly more sensible than what they're reporting on Fox. I don't think Biden is a dictator simply because they're investigating Trump. I do think we have a problem with having a very biased DOJ and very biased media. I would agree with that. But I think Fox is going after Tucker because they know Tucker, uncensored by producers or the folks at Fox, is kind of a dangerous one, one that might make stronger arguments for what's going on in our politics and give better explanations than Fox can.
Exactly. And they're worried that he's going to continue to draw viewership away from their primetime shows. I believe their primetime viewership has declined by about a third since Tucker was forced out of the network. And I think Fox's major problem is...
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. On Tuesday afternoon, the Biden administration had Donald Trump arrested. It was a pretty big news story. You may have seen it. Just before 9 p.m. that night, as part of its coverage, Fox News ran two live video feeds next to one another. On the right, Donald Trump addressed his supporters in New Jersey. On the left, Joe Biden spoke at an event for the Secretary General of NATO in Washington. Beneath those videos at the bottom of the screen, Fox's banner read this way, quote, wannabe dictator speaks at the White House after having his political rival arrested. Those words were up for less than 30 seconds, but the effect was immediate. Inside Fox, the women who run the network panicked. First, they scolded the producer who put the banner on the screen. Less than 24 hours after that, he resigned. He'd been at Fox for more than a decade. He was considered one of the most capable people in the building.
He offered to stay for the customary 2 weeks, but Fox told him to clear out his desk and leave immediately. Then the company issued a public apology for the 27-second-long wannabe dictator line. Quote, "The Chyron was taken down immediately," Fox's PR department said, and then added ominously, it was, quote, "addressed." That was all true, but it was not enough to save Fox News from the ensuing scandal. For a time in the rest of the media, Fox's assessment of Donald Trump's arrest seemed to overshadow Trump's arrest itself. Suggesting that Biden is a dictator, declared the Washington Post, quote, "crossed the line." Alexander Vindman agreed strongly. Vindman is the perennial MSNBC guest and full-time Ukraine promoter you may remember from Russiagate. On Twitter, he demanded that the Pentagon pull Fox News from all military bases. It is, quote, "absolutely unacceptable for American Forces Network to carry programming that directly, spuriously, attacks the commander-in-chief of American Armed Forces," Vindman wrote. In other words, Joe Biden must ban all criticism of himself because that's what non-dictators do. John Cusack went further still. "For the crime of calling Biden a dictator, Fox should be shut down," wrote the 80s-era movie star. Quote, "the government has to take away their broadcasting license," and so on. It was all over the internet. Democrats were very, very angry. But why were they angry? If the banner on Fox was false, why the hysteria? Lies don't seem to bother anyone anymore. If some cable news producer had called Joe Biden a genius or accused him of being secretly Sudanese, would anyone be yelling about it? Would Fox News have apologized for it? Probably not. But calling Joe Biden a wannabe dictator, that stung. So you've got to wonder, if you're being honest with yourself, is Joe Biden a wannabe dictator? That question came up yesterday at the White House briefing. Here's how it went.
Last night, Fox News ran a chyron that referred to the president as a wannabe dictator, and I'm wondering if the White House has any comment on that.
So there are probably about 787 million things that I can say about this that was wrong about what we saw last night, but I don't think I'm going to get into it.
There's no comment the White House has on
it. I think I just commented.
Oh, no comment necessary. Of course Joe Biden's not a wannabe dictator. Just because he's trying to put the other candidate in prison for the rest of his life for a crime he himself committed doesn't mean he has a totalitarian impulse. Come on, that's absurd. It takes a lot more than jailing your political rivals to earn the title wannabe dictator. That's the consensus in Washington tonight. And in some ways, for once, the consensus may be right. It is not a small thing to be a wannabe dictator. It's quite a process. There are a lot of steps. First off, there is the money. The one thing that all dictators have in common is they enrich themselves and their families, their tribe, even as the countries they govern grow steadily poorer and more desperate. They take kickbacks from businesses and from other dictators. They use the official functions of their government to funnel cash to themselves. They don't bother to hide the fruits of this. They live in garish mansions with big lawns far from the teeming cities, even if their own citizens languish in growing poverty, in some cases literally living in tents on the street. So they don't really hide it. It's all pretty blatant. And ordinary people resent it. Of course they do. And wannabe dictators know they resent it. But they don't care. There's nothing the population can do about it in a dictatorship. It's no longer possible to fight injustice in a system like that. People can't gather in large numbers to protest the rule of the dictator. If they try that, they'll be arrested by his state security services, even years after the fact. A visit from men in body armor at the breakfast table. That happens. And if citizens persist in believing they can gather in groups to protest, they may be shot to death, a bullet to the throat. And then, just to make the humiliation complete, to make the lesson gin clear to everyone else watching, their relatives can be arrested for daring to complain that their children were killed for complaining. That actually happens in some places. Ask Ashley Babbitt's mother. Here she is in handcuffs.
You murdered her inside the Capitol, now you're going to arrest her?
So don't be like Ashley Babbitt's mother, much less like poor Ashley Babbitt. She's dead now. That's the message a wannabe dictator would send. And by the way, it's not just public protest that would be banned in a dictatorship.
You wouldn't be allowed to complain from your own home. Unauthorized opinions expressed on the internet would be censored. Go too far, press too deep, tell too much truth, and they'll just erase your opinions. They have no choice, really. It's a matter, as they say, of trust and safety. You must trust the leader, or else you will jeopardize his safety. Not that you really can jeopardize his safety at this point. The leader has nuclear weapons, and you don't. He'll remind you of that from time to time. And in any case, you're in the process of being disarmed anyway, along with everyone else who has shown questionable loyalty to the leader. Those who support the regime can keep their weapons and use them freely, including on public transportation. That's a core civil right for them. But for those who dissent from the program, self-defense is an unaffordable privilege. Turn in your guns, Mr. and Mrs. Peaceful Opposition. You're a danger to society, and we know who you are. And in fact, the wannabe dictator does know who they are because he knows everything. Technology has made him all-seeing. A report in Wired magazine just this week revealed that the highly non-dictatorial Biden administration is busy tracking the phones of millions of Americans without their knowledge and without bothering to get a warrant. And at the same time, the same non-dictatorial administration is stockpiling a massive trove of damaging information about these same Americans to be used at some point, we are sure, for entirely noble purposes. So the administration now knows everything, where you spend your days, who you talk to, what you think, your porn habits. Not a big deal. The administration already knows what you buy, of course, because they've leaned on the big banks to turn over your confidential credit card information. Not because anyone here is a wannabe dictator, to be clear, but just because. It's nice to have that information, just in case, in the words of the Fox News PR department, a situation arises that needs to be, quote, addressed. It's all totally normal. It's not a dictatorship, okay? But in the end, the main reason you know Joe Biden is not a wannabe dictator is because he just does not fit the profile as a man. Dictators have that look. You know one when you see one. Dictators build cults of personality around themselves, and they use those cults to deny the glaringly obvious. In his later years, to name just one example, North Korean dictator Kim Il-sung developed an enormous baseball-sized tumor on the back of his neck. It was huge. It was grotesque. It was right there. You couldn't ignore it. You couldn't possibly not see it. But in North Korea, state media did ignore it. They pretended it didn't exist. And so, in some important sense, it didn't. If a tumor grows on a neck but no one acknowledges it, is it really there? Thankfully, nothing like that is happening in our country or ever will. If Joe Biden ever developed some profound physical or medical problem that was obvious to everybody, journalists would say something. This is not North Korea. We don't have state media here. If Joe Biden was, say, incapable of completing a full sentence or mistook his sister for his wife or suddenly started falling down in public for no reason, the New York Times would report on that and then get to the bottom of what was actually happening. That would be its duty in a free country like ours. It's not like they would cover it up. The very idea of a cover-up sounds like a conspiracy theory, a dangerous one, actually, so stop it. And by the way, if Joe Biden was a wannabe dictator, he'd have the family to match. All dictators do. Saddam Hussein had Uday and Qusay. They were princelings who lived above the law, indulging their most decadent fantasies with total confidence. They would be never held to account by the police. As the sons of a dictator, they knew they could do exactly what they wanted, and so that's what they did. There's no one like that around Joe Biden. He doesn't have weird sex scandals at the heart of his family that no one in the media will ever talk about. He doesn't have a ne'er-do-well former nightclub-owning brother who's made a living for 30 years by being related to him. Not at all. That's dictator stuff. Joe Biden doesn't award ridiculous inflated titles to his relatives that the media are then required to take seriously. He doesn't call people a doctor who didn't go to medical school and then force you to nod along like it's real when everyone knows it isn't. Nicolae Ceaușescu did that with his wife, Elena. Joe Biden would never do that. Nor does Joe Biden dress like a dictator. He doesn't do photo ops in mirrored sunglasses driving a sports car to convince you that he isn't frail and senile, but instead powerful, virile, and wise. That's just not his style. If Joe Biden was a dictator, he'd be wearing epaulets and carrying a tasseled riding crop, and he isn't yet, so calm down. If he was a dictator, Biden's speeches would look like Nuremberg rally, a blood-red backdrop, armed soldiers by his side, screaming about crushing his eternal enemies. Honestly, Biden did come close to that one time last September at a speech in Philadelphia, but it wasn't in any sense dictatory. dictatory. It was necessary. As MSNBC assured us at the time, quote, Biden aimed to showcase his faith in the military apparatus and its ability to back the democratic order. See, it was about democracy, not dictatorship. No cause for alarm. He is not a dictator. A dictator would stockpile ammunition for his own bureaucrats, including his tax collectors. He'd redefine the legal code to make disloyalty to the regime the most serious crime. He'd claim dominion over the most intimate parts of his citizens' lives. He'd define what attitudes they were allowed to have about sex and religion and how to raise their families. He would even, in his final grandiose stage of dictatorship, claim ownership of their children. And Joe Biden wouldn't do that. And to prove he would never do that, Biden just this week released this video.
These are our kids. These are our neighbors. Not somebody else's kids. They're all our kids. And our children are the kite strings that hold our national ambitions aloft. It matters a great deal how we treat everyone in this country. The LGBTQ Americans, especially children, you're loved, you're heard, and this administration has your back.
See? Joe Biden isn't saying your children belong to him like a dictator would. He's saying something very different from that. He's saying America's children are, quote, our children, not his alone, ours. You share your children with Joe Biden evenly, right down the middle, with alternating weekends. You've got joint custody with Joe Biden, and you can thank heaven that you do. A nation is like a family. Every family has a head, a father. That's Joe Biden, our nation's father. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is now his fatherland. Just don't call it a dictatorship, or we'll have to issue a statement disavowing you.
Yonder people say the news is full of lies.
From Kennedy's motorcade.
239 people.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. Yes, this morning, it looks like somebody blew up the Kakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine. The rushing wall of water wiped out entire villages, destroyed a critical hydropower plant, and as of tonight, puts the largest nuclear reactor in Europe in danger of melting down. So if this was intentional, it was not a military tactic. It was an act of terrorism. The question is, who did it? Well, let's see. The Kakhovka Dam was effectively Russian. It was built by the Russian government. It currently sits in Russian-controlled territory. The dam's reservoir supplies water to Crimea, which has been, for the last 240 years, home of the Russian Black Sea Fleet. Blowing up the dam may be bad for Ukraine, but it hurts Russia more. And for precisely that reason, the Ukrainian government has considered destroying it. In December, the Washington Post quoted a Ukrainian general saying his men had fired American-made rockets at the dam's floodgate as a test strike. So really, once the facts start coming in, it becomes much less of a mystery what might have happened to the dam. Any fair person would conclude that the Ukrainians probably blew it up, just as you would assume they blew up Nord Stream, the Russian natural gas pipeline, last fall. And in fact, the Ukrainians did do that, as we now know. It's not like Vladimir Putin is anxious to wage war on himself. Oh, but that's where you're wrong, Mr. and Mrs. Cable News consumer. Vladimir Putin is exactly that sort of man, the sort of man who'd shoot himself to death in order to annoy you. We know this from the American media, which wasted no time this morning in accusing the Russians of sabotaging their own infrastructure. Bill Kristol, the man who once told us that Saddam Hussein was responsible for 9/11, immediately denounced Putin as a war criminal and even more savagely compared him to Donald Trump. The rest of the pundit class made similar, clearly coordinated noises. Putin did it! Putin did it! And their reasoning was simple. Putin is evil, and evil people do evil things purely for the dark joy of being evil. In this specific case, Putin attacked himself, which is the most evil thing you can do, and therefore perfectly in character for a man that evil. That was their explanation. No one who's paid to cover these things seemed to entertain even the possibility it could have been Ukrainians who did it. No chance of that. Ukraine, as you may have heard, is led by a man called Zelensky. And we can say for a dead certain fact that he was not involved. He couldn't have been. Zelensky is too decent for terrorism. Now, you see him on television, and it's true you might form a different impression. Sweaty and rat-like, a comedian turned oligarch, a persecutor of Christians,
a friend of BlackRock. But don't believe your own eyes. Actually, Mr. Zelensky is a very good man. The best, really. As George W. Bush once noted.
This is an old one, so I'll stop it there. You all know the story about Zelensky. This, you know, you've heard this one, I'm sure.
Yep.
Anyway, you know, dictate. We've heard a lot of shit that, you know, say that Biden's a dictator. Well, yeah, you know, I mean, I find this comedy. Biden ain't smart enough to be a fucking dictator. If he is, I mean, he does the same things a dictator would kind of do, but not in the magnitude of a dictator. Actual dictator, they're pretty fucking evil, period, you know. But I can say, I guess you could say Biden is too. Just, you know, he's just, you know, he's a good con man. I mean, you know, to con the people. You know, con all those motherfuckers. Bring it, boy. Join the conversation again. You're back, Robin Suzette. I always want to say Batman and Robin for some reason. I always mention their name. Anyway. Yeah, this all this bullshit going down. My main course in this show tonight, the fact of this goddamn case against Trump. You know, and then now this shit comes out about Biden. And nothing's happening. Nothing. I don't understand that. How could the fuck that be, you know? I mean, how could he, you know, I don't get it, man. Biden should be in jail. You know, and I mean, I'm not looking for Kamala Harris to be the vice president, but I heard if they impeach him, he's going with him. That's what I understand, if that's the case. So to make what Kevin McCarthy the fucking, you know, the Speaker of the House be the president. You know what I mean? So, but I don't know, man. You know, Hunter Biden should be in fucking jail right off the bat. He's a nobody in reality. You know what I mean? He's just Joe Schmo off the fucking street. Just because he's goddamn president's son, that don't mean shit. You know what I mean? He has no diplomatic immunity of any kind. I mean, minor shit, I'm sure, but no, I don't know. Very gigantic crackhead, but, you know, come on, man. That sounds like Biden, doesn't it? Come on, man. Fuck, yeah, no, come on, man. No shit. Be fucking real.
Insane.
This is what I'm saying. But, you know, we're getting this shit kind of fucking 3 or 4 fucking months, 6, 7 months later. After the fact of the shit, you know? That's what gets me.
Remember when, they're criminals and they're evil, but remember when fucking Neil Bush had his problems with the savings and loan scandal back in the 80s, and he got off
right.
Of it.
Yeah, you know? Well, that's true. Yeah.
But he's a Bush, so that's the thing. He's a Bush.
Right. Ain't that crazy?
As long as they keep putting in their own people, they're going to get away with this shit.
Right.
Why do you think
they
hate Trump so bad? Why do you think they hate Trump so bad? He's not part of the club. As long as they can put in their own people and they can suck everybody and suck the people, fuck the American people, sure, why not? But when a stranger comes in, not even a politician, really, okay, and then all of a sudden gets zillions of votes, that's kind of upsets the apple cart, don't it? Big time.
Well, yeah, exactly. But, you know, the whole thing, him winning his presidency, I mean, how could he do it? Like I said, it's next to impossible. The motherfucker's in his basement. He never has no big crowds showing up any fucking where. And it's kind of like a COVID campaign, you know. They have like, but 9, 10 people in a fucking room. That was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was it.
And here's Trump back in fucking stadiums, like a rock star. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like a rock star.
Had more people, you know. Yeah, man. If we had more people went outside and fucking could get in the goddamn buildings, you know?
Right.
And he loses?
But he...
Hmm.
But Biden won. Right.
But Biden won.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. See, so
where the
you see what I mean? I mean, it was the most...
Yeah, you,
like I said, the night that happened, I said, you know what, folks, we have just witnessed the biggest train robbery ever in fucking American history.
Oh yeah, I said that too.
Just experienced that.
We just got through seeing the biggest fucking in history, and yeah, we're the ones
absolutely
getting fucked.
Yeah,
That's right. I told you. You said it. I said it. Everybody said it. That's in the know. Obviously.
Well, you need to call in, but Rob. Quit fucking around. You got to speak. We're on a very serious topic here. You missed out all the good shit, man. You need to call the fuck in. 563-999-3726. You know that number. You should know by heart. If not, get it tattooed on your hand. 563-999-3726.
This is a deal, you know. When in his first term, Trump was hiring all these people like John Bolton and all that stuff, and they were all bad hires because they didn't have his. They didn't want to serve at the pleasure of the president. That's what they're supposed to do. He hires you. He says jump. You ask how high. Right. So. They didn't want to do that. Guys like John Bolton and Bill Barr and what's his name, that the pussy that was his first AG and people like that. They didn't want to ask how high. They wanted things to run the way they'd always been running, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're
well, they were kind of. I don't know, Barr wasn't that bad, but he was a sellout, too. He sold out to the highest bidder. That's how the fuck it runs. More the money, the more you, no problem, I'll go your way. It's you know, like leading the hog by its nose, man. It's real fucking easy. Throw money in their face, they'll come anywhere you want them to go. Guarantee it. All right, here's Robin Suzette. Got him. Can't believe they still got phone lines in California. I think they hurt the environment. Any type of telecommunications like California's environment. Hello, Merry Christmas. What's up, Rob?
How you guys doing?
Miserable.
Miserable, good.
Me, exactly. Why feel good? Fuck it. No,
well,
I feel great,
you,
man.
That's true, huh?
I wish I felt great. I'm just getting more crippled by the fucking day.
I hear you on that one.
Mm-hmm. My hip, my knees, they're all fucked. I'm all fucked up. I came to a conclusion today that I'm an old fucking geezer now. I've come to that. I'm just an old fucking geezer, you know?
He's just waiting to get
his hover around.
Yeah, that's what my hover around. How did you get the Niagara Falls hover around? Remember that commercial? Wasn't that fucking retarded? Them two old broads sitting on the edge of that fucking big old cliff. Going to wind up down the bottom of that creek. How did you get to, Niagara Falls? I'm around. Kind of like, help me, I fall and I can't get up. Which
yeah,
I thought was a good device. I think that is a good thing to have those for people that are elderly and need that kind of help. They should have something like that. You know, I'm all for it, you know. I just hate the fact that the money they charge these poor old people, you know, it's bullshit. It's a money scam. But what are you gonna do? Yeah. I think they still have those kind of devices, but it's not as popular anymore because I think it's cell phones. You know, cell phones became more popular to do that same thing. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So Rob, how's California? How's Newsom? Nuisance. Everything good there in California?
Gay as ever.
Is it? Speaking of, I just ran into a clip. I just ran into a clip we might need to hear. It's not super long, but let's check this out. This is about San Francisco. Jesse Waters talking about San Francisco.
Hitting rock bottom should be a wake-up call. If you get fired for showing up drunk, if she dumps you for your best friend, or if your credit score is so bad you're borrowing money from Big Pauly, it's time to get your act together. Tonight, Jesse Waters Primetime is declaring San Francisco has hit rock bottom. And they need an intervention. This isn't just about San Francisco. This is a warning shot for the rest of the country because liberalism spreads worse than a virus from a Chinese lab. San Francisco is officially now a no-go zone.
San Francisco just outside
Are you alive, bro? I'm just checking.
Y'all gotta stop smoking that in front of the kids, man. You got the kids right here, man.
The federal building in San Francisco, California. As you can see, there's a fentanyl genocide happening in our community.
San Francisco turned itself into a cemetery. San Francisco doesn't enforce the law. San Francisco doesn't even allow you to cast judgment. How dare you think children shouldn't have to step over urine-soaked junkies on the way to school? Urine-soaked junkies have rights too, you know. In San Francisco, junkies have more rights than you do.
And what's your drug of choice, brother?
Heroin.
Crystal meth.
Meth and heroin.
We saw a woman who was pregnant just now.
Yeah.
What is she smoking?
Diddy.
She's smoking fentanyl, and she's 8 months pregnant?
I don't know what they're putting in this stuff. I don't know if it was aliens. I'm not trying to sound crazy, but it must be causing all these, like, psychological breakdowns.
I don't have to be on the table tonight.
You choose to be. A lot of people are out here because they want to be out here.
Drugs are illegal. Defecating on the streets illegal. Pitching a tent on the sidewalk's illegal. But junkies are allowed to break the law. All of these laws. We actually pay them to break the laws. But if you break a law in San Francisco, you're in trouble. It's not if you're homeless, you know, because you're allowed to rape, rob, and steal.
Broad daylight, I saw someone get raped.
Raped, bullied, picked on, stripped naked, robbed.
Somebody get stabbed.
You mean like someone robbed me with a machete today of all my stuff?
Getting in the head with crowbars and bats.
I thought you'd get shot in the back of the head.
Somebody getting shot.
Did they live?
You will end up getting hurt out here.
The other homeless people are like your worst enemy.
You do not play out here. Like, I have weapons. I have protection.
Okay. What kind of weapons?
Bats, hatchets, knives, mace, tasers.
Not only is San Francisco a sanctuary for illegal aliens, it's a sanctuary for drugs, violence, and the mentally ill. San Francisco is now the number one drug tourism destination in America. The people you see ODing in the Tenderloin, most of them aren't even San Francisco residents.
Most of them are, you know, list address in this country, but only 3 out of 45 list San Francisco as their address, and that was pretty, I don't want to say surprising, but, you know, that was something that we're paying attention to.
So how did the San Francisco experiment turn out? Let's create a mecca for violent drug addicts and then defund the police. Liberals triggered a pilgrimage of vagabonds and zombies into a city that used to be beautiful. You want to hit rock bottom? Go to San Francisco. It's the most comfortable rock bottom around. They leave you alone at rock bottom. Rock bottom's so cushy, they keep you alive. Just barely. San Francisco is now a near-death experience. That's why all the tech guys won't go back to the office. It's not because they're lazy. They're just afraid to go outside. Do you want to commute through a fentanyl caliphate?
Tell me what you think about the Tenderloin right now.
Right now, the Tenderloin is under siege. It really needs some help.
It's really, really sad, along with the rest of the city. I've been here since 1972. It makes you want to cry.
The Tenderloin is worse than Ukraine, worse than Afghanistan, worse than everything else.
The left says they hate income inequality. There's no more severe income inequality than San Francisco. San Francisco's been hollowed out. All that's left is rich tech titans working from home and just bags of flesh mutating on the sidewalks. The city's like the Titanic. All the businesses are jumping ship. AT&T just announced they're closing their flagship location, just like Nordstrom, Old Navy, Whole Foods, and T-Mobile. The governor can't fix the problem because he doesn't even understand the problem.
We see what's happening there. We do see businesses moving out for various reasons, but some of them saying they're concerned about the crime in the area. When you see that happening to your beloved city, what goes through your mind, and do you think something's going wrong there?
No, I think they're struggling to recover from the pandemic. They're struggling to come back. They're struggling with the macroeconomic shifts, particularly as it relates to telework, as it relates to what's the future of a downtown. Is it stacking of offices or stacking of people? And they're in the process of rezoning and rebirth and reimagination. By the way, I've seen that in San Francisco for decades.
COVID's over. Liberalism's the problem. It has nothing to do with zoning laws. And if COVID was the problem, why is Florida fine? That's because someone didn't handle COVID well. And this isn't a right-wing thing either. Good Morning America They were trying to do a story on how businesses in San Francisco were closing, but the reporter couldn't go to the mall because it was too dangerous. Watch.
It is worth mentioning that we are not at Union Square or the Westfield Mall this morning because we have been advised it is simply too dangerous to be there at this hour.
San Francisco cannot protect the free press. Let that sink in, along with commerce or public safety. ABC News sends reporters to Ukraine, but ABC is advising their reporters to stay out of San Francisco neighborhoods. Conservative author Shelby Steele was shooting a documentary in San Francisco with his son, and they stepped away from their car for 10 minutes, and when they came back, the windows were smashed and $30,000 worth of camera equipment was gone, like that. When they showed up at the police station, there was a long line of people filing police reports for having their cars broken into. And the cops told Steele he's probably not going to get his stuff back. The department has been defanged. And the mayor, they don't want to change a thing.
Will you follow your own Department of Public Health's advice and end punitive policies specifically arresting and incarcerating drug users that increase fatal overdoses, or will you ramp up these strategies, ignoring the advice of public health experts and causing even more overdose deaths?
Mayor Breed.
Here we go. Another white man who's talking about black and brown people as if you're the savior of those people and you speak for them.
Stay out of this, white people. We don't need your help. We don't want your help. Haven't you done enough? Okay, mayor, then you're on your own. You keep wasting time on reparations and renaming Abe Lincoln Elementary. San Francisco can't even protect the House Speaker's husband from getting hammered in the head. You think they can protect the average citizen? The city can't protect businesses, taxpayers, homeless people, the free press, children, women. The only people San Francisco protects are illegals, felons, and homeless drug addicts. Are Democrats proud of San Francisco? San Francisco is on the verge of becoming a failed state. San Francisco is like a rogue nation. The city can't manage its institutions and protect its own people. The only reason the tech people haven't been run out of town is because everything's done over computers. Everything brick and mortar's hightailing it out of there. Jesse Waters' primetime is this close to declaring martial law in San Francisco. Bring in the National Guard, bring in FEMA, save the city before it's too late. We need a San Francisco rescue plan because San Francisco is coming to a city near you. And just like we should have shut down the virus in Wuhan, we need to do the same thing in San Francisco.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to click to subscribe to the Fox News YouTube page. This is the...
Are you going to San Francisco? Fuck no. Never. I mean, you know the funny thing about that? You see all these homeless fucking people in San Francisco? I don't see one gay motherfucker there. And, you know, San Francisco is supposed to be the gay capital, you know, of San Francisco. But I don't see no gay people. What's up with that?
They're smart.
Yeah, take a look at that. You know, gay people ain't
well,
that fucking
Bill
stupid.
Bill O'Reilly early. Did a good story on Frisco right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, that's what Waters reminds me of. He reminds me of a young Bill O'Reilly.
Yes. Yeah.
If you watch him, his mannerisms, his way he goes at people, right. It's like, damn, right. Man, he mentor.
Yeah, that's cool. But yeah, I mean, San Francisco's a disaster, man. You know, I've had a couple times I've been offered gigs to go do gigs in San Francisco. I'm like, no. That's right. I don't even like California, let alone San Francisco, or especially Los Angeles. Hollywood's another fucking freak show, I swear to God. So I just don't like the state of California, you know. I mean, I don't like their politics or taxes. I mean, it's a lot of it. It's beautiful country, you know, but it's the fucking people in it. No offense, Rob, Suzette. Love you dearly, you know that, but you know, there's, but you're one out of 100, you know, at a time. One out of every 100.
One out of 1,000, you know, compared to that. Shit.
Okay, well, we can say that too. One out of 1,000, I'll agree with that. Maybe 1 in 10, maybe 100,000. You know, it's, yeah, but I mean, I got other friends that live in California too, and they just like, you know, one buddy of mine, he fucking, man, I'll never leave California. I've been in San Bernardino all my fucking life. I'm never leaving here, blah, blah. Now he's changed his fucking tune. Yeah, man, I'm going to get the fuck out of here, man. This is bullshit, you know. And he said he's going to get like fucking 23 times more on the property he owns than what he paid for it. Ain't that crazy? I said, well, that's for now, for a moment, for just a moment, bro, you know. I said, you know, I would dump that motherfucker and go to another state, you know. You have a big chunk of money in your pocket and fucking live good, you know what I mean? Play it right. Well, till digital currency comes in, you're all fucked anyway, so it ain't going to matter. But, you know, just have fun for the moment, you know. Yep, you're right, thanks. Starting cause pandemic bullshit. Yeah, it is. But it's all kinds of pandemics. They want to start, like this homelessness. That's another pandemic they're fucking trying to do. They don't care. Gun, you got your fan on, bro? Are you still got the mic in the fan? What's up with that? I feel like I'm in an airplane.
Yeah, man. I'm a pilot.
Well, I get that, and I'm cool with it, brother. But yeah, but I'm not, you know. Yeah. There you go. It just drives you kind of crazy, that background noise. You know, I just don't have wig out. Oh, man. The shit that's going on anymore, I don't know. You just don't know what to expect 1 minute to the next anymore. It just could be anything. You know, like I said, this whistleblower thing on this shit, why did it come from that Burmese? What is the name of the fucking company that Hunter works for? Burisma? Yeah, Burisma. Now all of a sudden, and they also stated that this person had this shit in case shit got fucking down on him so he could throw it up. You know what I mean? Using it as a bargaining chip. You know what I mean? Well, why didn't this motherfucker come a long time ago with this and say something, you know? But I guess now they're, whatever, I don't know. Unless Biden's pissed him off or whatever the fuck the reason is, you know? I find it strange.
Yeah.
You know? When was this actually taking place, these phone calls? I think they said since he was president. That's crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker's been doing this shit since he's been president? Oh, my. That ain't good, Joe. That ain't good at all. Well, I guess that would fall under treason, wouldn't it? You know, selling U.S. fucking secrets to foreigners?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be espionage and fucking treason. You know, you're not protecting the United States. Yeah, when you think that would be more the answer? I don't know, but, you know, something ain't fucking jiving right. So, but nothing's happened to him. Where's his indictment? You know, Hunter, I don't get, you know, every once in a while you see a little tidbit. It's like, well, we're going to look at Hunter Biden's fucking taxes, and he might be in trouble for that, but, you know, we don't know, blah, blah. And you never hear nothing about it again. You know what I mean? I don't get that bullshit either. Why is this motherfucker? Damn it. Sorry about that. You know, why hasn't this guy been fucking indicted for anything? Like he's untouchable.
You got the top cop up there. You know, it's like you think, what was his name? Gotti. You think he's going to turn himself in for all the bad things he did?
Right. Well, Hunter Biden's on video smoking crack and with whores. He's weighing his shit out, man.
He's going to town. He has no shame.
No, but they're not doing nothing about it. Anybody else, you're fucked. You know?
Don't even talk about it. The one thing, don't even talk about it.
Don't even care. No big fucking deal. Exactly. That's just, you know,
you know, they fail to realize this could be brought up in court. You know, if you're in a case, have a case against you about having possession of dope or whatever like that, well, hey, wait a minute. Hunter Biden's shown on fucking video with a fucking crack pipe in his mouth and then weighing out dope on a fucking scale. But he never went to jail for it, so how could I be fucking, if, you know, that's not against the law, according to the fucking, the president's son. This is the president of the United fucking States. You know? So, what the fuck? I would use it. I sure fucking would. I'd use it in court. Because a lot of people have seen this. A lot of people have seen this with Hunter Biden. You know, it's okay for him, but it ain't okay for you. Like I said, that used to be my fucking motto when I started a show. It's okay for them, but it ain't okay for you, motherfuckers. And that's a fact. It's not okay for you to do shit. You know, these motherfuckers don't care. It's okay for them, but not okay for you. It's a cult. It's a fucking, you know, a dictatorship. What do you want to call it? It's something. Don't you guys think? I mean, don't you think this fucking, this is going way too far? Nobody's doing nothing about it? But I guess you can't go and get somebody that's the top fucking dog of the goddamn the clan. You know what I mean? He's a top dog, apparently, so he can't be touched anyway. You know, he's the king
that's
of the fucking
That's what they
hill.
Think. They're above the law, remember? When you got people that are above the law, you have no law, okay? Because how can you touch
right.
these people? You can't.
Right.
How can you touch them? How can you bring them to justice? I thought justice was supposed to be nobody's above the law, right? Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
These people obviously are. You know?
Well, wouldn't that be a dictator? Wouldn't it be?
I think it would, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, why would you
yeah.
want to take such a great thing and fuck it up? You know what I mean? That's what gets me. Why would you want to do that? Crazy, isn't
know.
It? A great thing like
no.
America, and you got to fuck it all up for everybody else. You know, and it just burns my ass up because the fact is nobody, you know, they're not being held accountable for this. It shouldn't matter whether they're a president. Look at Nixon. Look at the crimes he committed. It's nothing compared to what this motherfucker's doing. I mean, he's got the borders wide fucking open. He's got all this shit pouring in this country to go against his own people. You know?
Well,
what is he accomplishing?
We do, though.
We do.
But what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Oh, what are we
going to
do?
We're going to look weak.
We do, and they're laughing at us. We're being laughed at. We are the laughing stock of the planet. You know? We are. You know, why is the American people, you know, letting this happen? What can you do? Anything you do would be a crime against you.
Yeah.
So you ain't got, you can't do it. You just can't fucking do it, man. So you got to go along with the rest of them. Motherfuckers, sit back and watch and wait and let it happen. I guess it's like fishing. You just got to be patient to see whatever happens, happens. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Then they say you can do something about it by voting. Well, that'd be cool if the vote counted.
Yeah,
you know. That, I mean, simple fact, this has been proven that none of our votes counted in this past election. Because there's no way possible that motherfucker won legitimate. There's no fucking way. I don't see it, you know? There's nothing to prove he did.
There's somebody I was listening to, and they're quite famous, and they asked him, they live here in California. I can't remember who it was, but they asked him, who are you going to vote for? First he goes, well, I'll vote, but it won't count because I'm living in California. And I was like, dead on. I was like, right on, man. It's so perfect.
Right. Right.
But the only time
well,
I voted Trump for was when Reagan was in office.
Right. Reagan was a different thing, too, you know.
True.
But he wasn't, you know, he was like right in the middle kind of guy to me. I just never thought, you know, much of Ronald Reagan. I just, you know, he did what he did, and he just, you know, but there wasn't a bunch of bullshit in his court. But, you know, some people liked him, some people hated him. I'm kind of in the middle on it.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the fact that they tried to assassinate him.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you for yourself putting the chat room to the left of the screen. Tried to play.
You know, step outside his means and. Outside of what they didn't want him to do, and you know, and
do some stuff that they didn't want him to do. So that they
right.
So they had to send a message to him.
And that's like all the other presidents got killed and shit and fucked up. Mm-hmm. That's what reason why. But anyway, Dinkins, don't put it in the chat room. Hang on, let me talk. The leftist media tried to play as Hunter was the victim of a drug addiction. Well, that, but then there again, you remember on that goddamn laptop, it was Russia, Russia, Russia. That was supposed to be a Russian hoax. They tried to pull all that shit in place, say that was the deal with Hunter Biden. That was a bunch of bullshit. That didn't fly, you know, them motherfuckers either. So, but yeah, Hunter Biden, you know, that little motherfucker, I don't see how. And now, I think, ain't he going in for, what is it? He's going for a hearing for child support. That chick's really going for his ass. He's got to go, what is it called, Buckin? We got to go answer all them goddamn questions. Fuck, I know what it is. I can't remember. Get out of my head. Fuck. But anyway, he's got to go through all that shit. You know, like 5-6 hours of fucking questions. So, you know. Hey? More power to him? I don't know. But that's minor compared to the shit this guy's done. Then he says he has no money. Where'd he put his money? Where's all that money? Like that $5 million he got, you know, and him
China
and
White.
His daddy. Is that where? I'm sure it's sitting over a bank in China somewhere. I'm right, but I bet you any money they have bank accounts in fucking China. No fucking doubt about
it.
You know, so, yeah, they got money. Just you just don't know where it's at. They're,
like the
they're simply in it for the money.
Secrets.
Yeah. And that's another thing that's got people
exactly.
pissed off about that fucking bullshit. Here it is. Trump's getting busted for shit that's in his house locked up. And here's Biden got shit scattered all over his goddamn garage floor next to his green, ugly Corvette. That Corvette's an ugly color.
Yep, it's a nice one.
Yeah, but it's the wrong color. That dark Hunter fucking park green shit, you know. No.
Is that what the color is?
Yeah, it's an ugly color.
I just see the old man backing it up in the garage, I guess. That's all I ever see when they said something about it.
Yeah, but it's green, dude. It's like fucking, you know, park, federal park green. You know, like Yogi the Bear shit, you know what I mean? Fucking, you know, the fucking picnic tables, you know, how they're green and shit. You got the green pine tree and
yeah.
all that shit in the symbol. You know, yeah, that's the color green it is. Dark fucking green. Why would GM paint a car like that? You know, but who knows? Somebody could have already painted that color. Yeah.
And
right,
green is a sign of intelligence, too.
Right, right, right.
And he doesn't have it.
Right. All right. Yeah, I think, hey, we'll look for your next show, brother. But, yeah, man, I couldn't see. I seen one time. This motherfucker was neon yellow. You want to talk about road cone. God damn, that thing was bright. You couldn't stand to look at it. I was like, how do you fucking drive this thing, man? It's like you're a glowing fucking ball, you know? Neon yellow. Wow. And I've never seen one neon green yet, you know? These are road construction sign colors, man. What the fuck? You want to paint a Corvette like that? And I was never a big fan of the Corvette. I never was.
We painted a house that color.
Oh, my God.
I had a dartboard, right? I had a dartboard,
uh-huh.
and I wanted to paint the centers of the dartboard. I wanted to paint them yellow. And the color these people picked was perfect for my dartboard.
Uh-huh.
And we did. We
oh
didn't
my
really
God.
Realize the color they picked. It was kind of cool, but it was really shocking. They had brown trim around this house, like a ranch-style house. And
right.
they asked us like about 2 months later if we can repaint it.
I could see that. Yeah, I could see
they
that.
They just couldn't do it. It didn't
yeah.
look too bad, but where it was, yeah, it was kind of bad. It was hard, too,
yeah,
painting that color.
That's crazy.
That did that even.
uh-huh. That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I seen a house one time. I was right just hitting Tallahassee, Florida. And I had to stop somewhere and take a piss, okay? And I ran to this house, and this thing was painted thousands of different colors, you know? And when I pulled up over and looked, got closer to it, there had to be, I couldn't count as many colors as there was. I mean, it was crazy. It just, I mean, how everything that had any shape had a different color. It was just I should have took a picture of that fucker, but it was confusing. The house just made you fucking dizzy, you know, by looking at it. Like, what the fuck? That is a mind fuck with you. You know, if you're doing some acid, you know, and the motherfucker that painted must have been on some acid or something to come up with all that silly shit like that, man. Like, what the fuck? But, you know, people are people. They're going to do whatever they want to do.
Hey, one more for you. We did this one house, and it is a major reconstruction inside the house. And we came back to do some touch-ups after we dug a bunch of colors and different walls, and then they did the floor. I swear, they had carpet, they had tile, they had linoleum, different shapes, sizes, colors, all in each room. And nothing was, like, lined up together. I mean, everything was lined up together, but they did not fit. Especially like in the hallway and everything was like wood or brick. I should you not. It was like I thought Astro was in one of the rooms.
Oh my god!
And these people have money. And I was like, what? Yeah. The fuck? It made you sick.
Yeah, it's nuts, ain't it? It's just crazy. I always wonder what's going through their fucking minds, man. You know, this is hilarious. Just straight up fucking hilarious. But yeah, man, I don't know. In construction of houses, I had a guy hire me one time, this years ago, and I was building decks and stuff, and this guy hired me to come build this deck for him. Anyone, he wanted an octagon shape off of the house, coming off the house. The house itself was an oddball shape. It had its own tower. It had actual tower built into it out of red brick. All right, he had this tower built on his house. Okay. And the house was all brick, and it was a ranch home, but he had this tower built, and the house was like half of a corner. You know, it was bent in the middle type fucking, it was a weird fucking setup. Anyway, he hires me to build these decks for this house. They're octagon, and he wants a catwalk, arched catwalk bridge, one to the other, and they got roofs, and there's a gazebo roof, the shake shingles, all that shit, you know what I mean? So you're talking a lot of money for this. These are extremely custom built table or, you know, decks in this house. Anyway, it cost him about $40,000 for me to do this project. Okay. And it took almost a year to do it. Okay. Anyway, then he died. No more than a month after I finished this fucker, the old man died, which is sad, but he was into some weird shit. He had a windmill that he built himself outside. It looked like a windmill top out of fucking Switzerland. You know, like the top of a windmill in his yard. And that was his pump house or his well and shit. It was fucking nuts. But he built it, and it had a fan and everything. It didn't turn or nothing. But, you know, he just wanted that look in his front fucking yard. So there you go. So, I mean, it was a shed too, but it was pretty fucking neat. But he was a weird guy. And he was in the real estate business. Maybe that's why he's all, oh, my God.
A fucking year to put the deck down, huh? That must have been, was it special wood too and all that?
Oh yeah, it was all treated. Well, it actually winded up, it was cedar. Most of it was all cedar. Oh. And of course it had to be sealed, treated and sealed and all that kind of shit. There's a lot to it, you know?
Yeah.
But that's what he wanted. And cedar ain't cheap. You know, you come to that much cedar.
No.
And most of it is custom made. I first tried to order it through fucking Lowe's. Oh my God. I would never fucking stick a fucking cedar from fucking Lowe's ever again, or any wood from Lowe's. That wood was fucking fucked. I sent the trailer to that shit back, man. You know, fuck that. It was junk, warped, knotted. I mean, just couldn't work with it, you know? That's why it fucking took most of the time, you know? So... Well, anyway, kids, we're just about out of time on this Bat Channel. We got like 4 minutes left, so I'm going to bail out of here. And we'll do it again tomorrow night. Ha-ha, I beat it. I beat it tomorrow night. I beat it. It's only 11:56, goddammit. I beat it. So you guys can't pick on me now. But, yeah, we'll do it again tomorrow night. So, anyway, I'm going to throw this song up. I'm going to bail up. And I will see you guys later. So behave yourselves. Don't take no wooden nickels and don't party too hardy. All right? Don't be crazy.
Thank you.
All right. See y'all.
Okay. Night.
like a dragonfly. I fly above the trees, over the sea, and all the green, to anywhere I please.
I'm